This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world. This is Tracy Murda with the Speakeasy Marketing podcast. Today, I am very excited to welcome a special guest, Mitchell A. Greenberg of the Law Office of Mitchell A. Greenberg, the law champion of Glen Burnie, Maryland. Welcome, Mitchell. How are you today?
Thank you, Tracy. I'm wonderful. And hello to all of your listeners. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Mitchell, obviously, you know, the Speakeasy Marketing podcast, our listeners are out there looking for different techniques, marketing advice, anything that can really help them sell better in terms of their service, and especially for our solo practitioners or, you know, smaller law firms. And you, sir, have built yourself a pretty unique and incredible brand. I want to talk about that in just a bit, but first, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and what it was that brought you to practice law in the first place?
So my name is Mitchell Greenberg. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor. And then in high school, I evaluated my assets and math was not one of them. So I knew in college I would have to take math and I had sworn I wouldn't. So the next thing that remained was law. My father's a lawyer, but that wasn't really the draw. But I went into law. I practiced with him. I always wanted to do criminal defense. I like being on my feet. I like just the whole give and take. I like surprises. I like dealing with things, just spur of the moment. So I did that. I also did a lot of, and still do, a lot of workers' compensation and some personal injury. I worked with my whole family for 24 years as a lawyer. And about 4 years ago, I decided to go out on my own and see what I could do.
So tell us about this unique branding that you have come up with of, you know, the whole gladiator concept. And what does that actually mean for the way you practice law and your clients?
It actually means everything to me. I don't know if it sounds hokey, but I was always competitive. I was never good at team sports. They didn't appeal to me. I only did sports that hurt. In college, I started martial arts, and it was like I'd been swimming until then. I was never a great swimmer. But martial arts, my first day of judo, it felt like I was coming home. It felt like something I should have been doing forever. So I did that. I did Taekwondo. Since then, I've done Krav Maga, kickboxing. And for the past few years, I've been doing Filipino stick fighting, also called Eskrima and Arnis and Kali. But the law champion just started, oh my God, years ago, even when I was with my family. In my mind, when I was going to court, I wasn't putting on a suit and dress shoes and socks. I was putting on armor. When I was preparing for court, it wasn't just writing down words. It was preparing my troops. It was everything was in a martial kind of vein and slant, and that's how I looked at it. Many years ago, probably 20 years ago, I came up with Law Champion, and it was my Yahoo. lawchampion.yahoo.com, and I only used that for really one purpose, our Trial Lawyer Association emails, not anything else. When I decided to go out on my own, my family's real conservative with how they present themselves. We do the same areas of law, just have a different view on how to have fun with it. So I immediately knew I was going to be the law champion. I was going to let loose everything I'd been holding back, and I did. I found a paralegal who I met at, sitting next to me at a football game. So that was just incredibly fortuitous. And she loved it. She bought into it. We, you know, in paralegal school, they teach you how to actually do things. Law school, they don't teach us how to do anything. So she incorporated us. And we've been together now for over 4 years. We all have, so I ride motorcycles. I'm friends with a lot of bikers. I was Maryland's attorney. We had a Confederation of Clubs, which is a big national trend. I was the attorney for Maryland COC, and I'm still the attorney for Maryland. It's a group called Aid to Injured Motorcyclists, which is national. So we all, my paralegal, my fiance, and I have motorcycle vests with my emblem on back, a nice embroidered patch for Law Champion with the image of the Spartan with the shield. It's just fun. And for me, it's not like something I put on. It's just who I am. It's just what makes me happy.
Now, you have obviously found a very unique way to market yourself. I think a lot of attorneys maybe who aren't marketing savvy underestimate the power of, you know, visual, I mean, right down to your website. Where did you come up with the design? I mean, your website's awesome, and it really is pretty powerful, you know, in matching kind of what you're saying and what your image is, and how does that transfer to your clients in the way you practice law?
I find that people respond to energy. People like enthusiasm. We always make fun of the sad sack, even on Saturday Night Live, you know, what was her name? When she was just down Janet. Debbie Downer, that's it. Yeah, you don't have fun with Debbie Downer. So that was my paralegal who knows everything, chimed in. So with me, it's just, I loved my practice. I love the idea. I love that I'm a warrior, the knight for my client, that I champion them. So I was talking about it with one of my vendors. I think they provide me with, I think it was like my website people at the time. This was in the beginning. And my agent, my case agent, she said, you know, we have someone here who loves to do designs and graphics. He asked me, because he loved the idea of what you were doing there, he asked me if he could come up with like an image for you. I said, of course. I said, I'm happy to pay him. No, he just likes doing it. Sure. Well, he sent me this thing. Could not believe the way he nailed it. It was absolutely perfect. So it was just somebody who got caught up in the energy we had and the fun we were having. My website, which this the group who does it, it's called Fine Law. And they're very conservative. They do a very good job. I hesitated to go with them because most of their sites look alike. I mean, they're technically perfect, but they all kind of look alike. And I said to my guy, who I met at an event, I said, Kyle, I know you guys are good. You don't have to sell me on that. But I have a very strong image of how I want it to be to match the way I see my practice. I don't think you guys can do it. He said, oh, no, we have people who can do it. They came out with my website pretty much first draft with the language and everything. They must have had so much fun doing this, but it was simply because they were attracted to the concept and the energy.
What do you find are some of the best ways, you know, outside of just having a great website, what do you find are some of the best ways that you've been able to market your firm? What are some of the good marketing strategies that you can share with folks?
So outside of the website, which is, I mean, that's good. I've never really believed people will just find your website. Apparently they do, but I have a pretty strong presence on Facebook. I have a good number of friends. I mean, everyone you meet should become your Facebook friend. Then you invite them to your Facebook business page. I've also been an editor for a national magazine. It's called Platform, and that's good. And I'm now starting with another one, which I don't think I've ever gotten a case from that, but it still helps to have. It just makes life interesting. The new one is called Emerge Magazine. And that just gives me a chance to help people by throwing out ideas, whatever legal affairs are happening. I think the best marketing from my perspective, well, one-on-one is always the best, but if you make people, so I think if, when my website came out and then I had a couple radio ads, which the guy also, that I don't think anyone has ever in the history of mankind bought something off radio or made a decision off radio. So when he came in and he had come up with this thing on spec, I listened to it. I just said to him, I don't expect to get a single call based on this, but I love what you did, and I'm willing to spend the money just to air these. Even if it gets nothing out of it, I want it on my website. It was so much fun, and it was so perfectly over the top with the sound of swords hitting each other and law champion, gladiator for justice. I think you have to be a little bit uncomfortable to ever make progress, and it made me a little bit uncomfortable, but it was awesome, and I just gave it a chance, and my friends who hear it, they love it, and I feel like you can't appeal to everybody, so people are either going to really love my message and me, or they're going to think it's not what they're looking for. They want something more normal.
Now, I've heard this debate. Ooh, I think I'm echoing at you. when you have attorneys that practice multiple areas of law, do you think it's important to, you know, niche your practice down to only practice two areas of law versus just specializing in like DWI cases or having that more broad stroke approach? Is there, you know, is that going to win you cases, lose you clients, you know, things like that?
I think it really depends on the person. For me, if I only did one thing, I would very likely get bored. I would find it to be very tedious. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky that even though most of my caseload is workers' compensation, I've had 13 murder cases. I do plenty of criminal work, and I love it. It's incredibly different. It engages a totally different side of the brain and the personality. And the personal injury is similar. I mean, it's so I like that I do different things. To me, what's important is just that you be good at what you do, and none of them are brain surgery.
What have been some of the biggest struggles, you know, before you kind of got the knack of this? What were some of your biggest marketing struggles?
My biggest marketing struggles? I have friends who are sponsoring events, and they spend a lot of time going out at night with groups and hanging out with providers and doing all that. That is not really what I enjoy. I like things to be, I like going out. I love people. And actually, my biggest challenge now is having a small practice. It feels lonely. I'm used to having other lawyers around. I'm used to having my family around. And it's lonely to be on my own. Even though I talk to people all day, it's just not the same. I like other people to have a vested interest, to be part of more of a team. But other than that, so the biggest challenge is I see people spending a lot of money to go out and sponsor and do things. And that just, I was never really comfortable with doing that. I prefer more of a one-on-one or giving, I've given lots of seminars. I used to speak a lot at seminars on mostly workers' compensation, but also criminal defense. I enjoy that. I like seeing people, I like teaching. And I like seeing people get the message, and I like making it fun too. So the most difficult thing for me is you want to compare yourself not to the people who aren't doing as well. You compare yourself to the guys who you see as doing better, and I'm kind of a competitive person, so that's difficult.
Well, in kind of speaking of that competition, any area of law, I imagine, be somewhat of a saturated market. You have a pretty distinct, again, your brand and image is pretty distinct. Is that, in your opinion, crucial in setting yourself apart from, you know, the other 20, 30, 40 practice, you know, law attorneys that could be out there? Or is it, you know, just simply enough to be good at the SEO stuff and, you know, all of that? I mean, how important do you think your brand is?
As far as straight up marketing, I mean, I think the key to marketing is being remembered. So the more visible and memorable your message, the more likely you are to be remembered. But the flip side, to be a successful attorney, not only do you have to bring in cases by marketing, you also have to be a good lawyer. And I find that when I walk into court, especially workers' compensation, it's a pretty small number of lawyers. I get all the time from lawyers, and some of them I don't even know, but they all know me. Law Champion, how you doing? What's up in the world of the Law Champion? They all just think it's cool. And there aren't enough people who maybe they're just not comfortable doing that, but that makes me happy. So having the message, and if you have a good message, I feel like it's going to get out there.
Now, I'd love to ask you about a few different things. I mean, marketing as an attorney, especially with the solo attorney or small law firm, there's been, you know, a huge wave, obviously, in the past 10, 20 years of technology and the digital age and things like that. I want to know your take on a few different things that I know you already are using, but what your kind of experience was and how people can maybe overcome it who aren't as tech savvy, starting with, you know, obviously websites being mobile friendly in terms of everyone uses a cell phone now. They want it quick. They want it easy. How was that conversion to making things, you know, into app friendly, all of that stuff? How did that go for you, and any pointers you have for anybody?
Sadly, I don't have a great answer because I paid Fine Law and they did it. So for me, it
That's
was simple.
A great answer.
I just spent the money on it. You can only be good at, well, I think you can only be good at so many things, but I only feel the need to be good at so many things. And I've always believed pay people for what they're good at.
I was just going to say, maybe that is the answer, is that outsource when you are not the expert.
There are a lot of, I have friends who spend every day tweaking their website, to spend hours every day. Uh-huh. And that works for them, and they become experts at it. It's just, that doesn't appeal to me. I don't enjoy that. By the same token, they don't go out every night and have their bones broken by their friends hitting them with sticks and knives and staffs. So we have different things appeal to us.
I love it. Well, in keeping with that, you do, you know, the importance of SEO has obviously been huge. And I see with your website and other things, I mean, you talked about social media. How crucial is that for you? And then also you do a lot of videos for the website and stuff like that. I mean,
I have.
You think that is all, you know, critical to a pretty good platform for SEO?
I think people like to know what they're getting. I've been told that having videos increases your visibility online as far as SEO and being picked up by potential clients. So the more that's on there, the more content, I think the better it's viewed. But then once people do view it, yeah, if they're interested, they want to see more. And the videos have only been on my site for a fairly short period of time. I just added them. I had some other ones before, but it's good. I mean, these are content-based, and it kind of gives an idea of who I am, even though I controlled myself quite a bit. And you know how hard it is to actually look into a camera and not, like, look up and look away? I had to train myself. It's very difficult.
Sure. Absolutely. I do content interviews with clients all the time doing videos, and some of them love it, and the camera loves them, and others, it's like the most awkward 30 minutes of my life, which I'm sure is even worse for them. So
I totally get that.
So what about, you know, some of the older methods like the snail mail and, you know, other things like that? I mean, do you still do that? Client newsletters, you know, anything like that? What is your, kind of your experience and opinion on stuff like that?
So I have done, I mean, I think nowadays, maybe some people are still doing paper client emails. My client emails go out, I mean, my client newsletters go out via email. They go out on LinkedIn. I post stuff on Facebook. So I feel like it's really easy and immediate to reach your people nowadays. I guess there are still some people who like to receive paper, but does the cost justify what you get out of it? I'm not sure it does.
What are some ways, and maybe you aren't familiar with this, but I'm sure you've seen the reports, in terms of tracking what works and what doesn't? I mean, is there any, you know, easy way to do that, or do you just rely on your SEO company? How does that kind of work out?
Yeah, I rely on them. I can tell you they had talked me into going into one of their sponsored groups for traffic cases, and the day I did it, the day I sent them the money, I got like 3 calls for traffic cases.
Wow.
It was immediate. I couldn't believe it. So how do you track it? If you keep track of what's coming in, that just happened to jump out. I couldn't miss it. But yeah, I mean, they do all the tracking.
Wow, that's incredible. So, I mean, that's really one of those that you see actually paying off as you do it and pay for it.
And awesome. It was exactly what I put up. It wasn't. So it was pretty clear that that's where they got it. It's funny. It's hard because you ask everyone who calls how they heard of me. Some people don't remember. And especially if, well, so this person referred me, I don't know how he knew you, or and then I saw it somewhere online. It could have been anything. But as much as possible, it is good to know, because that's where you want to invest your time.
For those out there who maybe don't have a huge budget for, you know, hiring another company or hiring the biggest and best SEO company, do you have any tips for those smaller guys or the startup law firms that, you know, these are some surefire ways to see some ROI and really, you know, get yourself out there that you use maybe in your first couple of years starting out?
So what I did right up front, I created my own website. I got on GoDaddy. And they make it very easy. I loaded some photos and wrote a little bit of content. I never expected people to just find me online through doing a Google search. So to me, having a website was something where I could direct people if they wanted more information. And then I was out there meeting people, talking to the bikers, talking to groups, of community groups. So I was still doing that the old-fashioned way. But then instead of having to write out all my contact information, I just give them the URL so they can find the website. And the same with Facebook. I made that myself. So I think if you don't have a lot of money, which, I guess now I'm actually paying a ton, which is disturbing. But in the beginning, I didn't. And I was still getting the results, just putting the time and interest in.
So for you specifically, do you work with clients across the country? Is it a very targeted area?
In theory, optimally, the people I work with are in this area. I'm licensed in both Maryland and D.C., although most of what I do is in Maryland. But really, anyone who contacts me from anywhere in the United States, I can help them find a lawyer in their area. And there are people who have cases in Maryland who live in California. So wherever your case is, that's where you need the lawyer.
So as far as your marketing goes, find that you have to drill it down and, geographically kind of targeting, or to just because of social media and things like that, is pretty easy just to kind of put it out there and those who need you find you kind of thing?
So I think it depends what you do. For the workers' for the criminal defense, wherever you're representing the person, you have to go to court there. So it's 3 hours from here to Western Maryland. It's about 3 hours to the Eastern Shore. How much work you want to do down there, that affects how much you charge. So although I have a ton of clients on the Eastern Shore, I also like having people who are closer by. Nothing's better than going to the courthouse 3 blocks away. It's pretty easy. So depending on the kind of law you do, if you're doing bankruptcy, it doesn't matter. If you're doing criminal defense, location does.
Well, you really have wowed me as far as, like I said, what I've seen, what I've watched, the videos, things like that. Is anything else before we go that gives to any attorney out there who's maybe struggling or looking for different ways to market themselves, that's worked for you other than, what we've already talked about, of course. Just some sage advice from an expert who seems to be doing what you do well.
I'm not the technical guy. I'm not the guy to give you technical hints and advice. My belief has always been that if you are confident in what you do, and this applies to all areas of life, if you're confident, people respond. If you tell them you can do something and you believe it yourself, they're going to believe it too. So the bottom line is that the best form of marketing is just to be happy with yourself and be confident.
Well, Mitchell, I sure appreciate you giving us your time and your expertise today. This has been very insightful for myself, and I'm sure for our listeners as well. Again, for our listeners, this was the law champion, Mitchell A. Greenberg. We sure appreciate you, giving us your time and wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you, Tracy. Everyone have a great day. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.